HKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
Good, Lloyd. I just started home, so day's over, hopefully, for the most part now. How about yourself?
And my day ended at 4:30. I'm en route to pick up the baby from daycare, so I've got about another 20-minute ride, and I'll be home. And you know, but definitely the work day is over with. Now the second part of my work picks up with you know, chasing a 3-year-old.
I bet that one's a little more enjoyable than what your day job is.
Yep, like I said, I deal with children on both sides of the world, on both sides of the work and non-work, I guess.
There. Sometimes, man, I wonder if the guys I deal with are grown up at all.
And there's always, there's a standing joke, what's the difference between the Boy Scouts and the military? At least the Boy Scouts have adult supervision.
There.
So I'm glad you had a great day today. So how long's your normal ride home?
Getting the vehicle changed and everything, about an hour and a half.
Is that on average, or is that just with prime conditions?
That's probably on average. Some days, if everything goes smooth, I can be done in an hour and 15 minutes. And some days it takes longer. It just depends on when I get to where I park the truck. If I can get in the parking lot and get turned around and backed into where I park the truck, or what happens there, or, you know, traffic up and down the road.
Yeah, it's definitely good. During wintertime, I guess you'll sometimes have to deal with the bad roads, too.
Hopefully not too much. I try to avoid those, and it ain't worth it. Because if I think the roads are bad, everybody stayed home for the most part, so there ain't no point in going.
Yep, that is definitely true. And unfortunately, it's not that way with the county, because by state regulations that there's, unless the governor closes and tells the county to be closed, then we have to be open or just have to have a skeleton crew there to run simple, like treasurer's office and delinquent tax and places like that.
You said the governor, if it's a county office, does he close that?
On the order of the governor, the county offices will be closed that way due to inclement weather or storm or whatever. A couple years ago when that, the person that was supposed to call all the other agencies in the county to tell them to close did not. And so it was close to about 4 o'clock or so when one of the persons called their wife and going, well, where are you at? I said, I'm still at work. And he goes, no, the governor closed, told all county offices to close. And I like to, yeah, well, we never got the word.
Why does that not surprise me?
That person was already home safely, so it didn't matter to anybody else.
Sometimes the government regulations and chain of communication is just, I wonder about it. It just makes you question what's going on anyway.
Yep, and that's, and I tell my daughter this all the time, to where in order to, when you see something you don't like about the government, you have to vote and do something about it. Because if you don't say anything, then you're pretty much in agreement with it. Or if you don't like it, don't say anything about it, then keep your mouth shut if you don't vote for the process to change things.
If you don't vote, you got no reason to be complaining about anything. Keep it to yourself. But hey, let's move on to another subject. Did you get your antenna put up yet? Did you decide what you're going to do there?
No, not yet. Like I said, I've looked in. I'm doing a 2 meter 70 and a smaller antenna. Like I said, yeah, I'm definitely looking to get an antenna where it's going to have more of the all-around frequencies when I upgrade my license, where I can talk more instead of just stuck with the 2 meter to 70 centimeter.
Out of a backyard?
Dude.
We just string a wire across there, across the backyard, and use it, because it's so thin nobody would ever even notice it there from the front.
Run it from the connected to the house around the gutter system and then just to a tree somewhere like that?
Yeah, something like that, and that's probably what I would do. Because, I mean, you get that wire antenna like I got, the Chameleon, and it's hard to even see it when you get it out of line of sight.
I have a risk of the high electricity coming in on the line.
Put it on a power line that I know of. I mean, I've never. I mean, you got a lightning resist arrestor on it, on your feed line, so. And I don't have any issue out of mine.
Definitely good. I'll look into it. If you can text me that information, then I'll look into it and definitely want to do something when I get my license upgraded, that I got more opportunity of talking on different frequencies, and I just got to definitely also bite the bullet and get some different kind of radio.
I put a 10-meter radio in the tool truck this weekend, and I was listening to the Netherlands and Puerto Rico today on 10 meters, so that band's opening back up, it looks like.
That's definitely good. Like I said, yeah, it's definitely not a cheap hobby, is it?
It's not, but is any hobby cheap?
Sir, it is not. I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going inside to get the babies to the daycare that for us, and I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4PXB.
I'll be around for a little bit, but I may be across the state line. If not, have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side.
For HKX, KI4DOS mobile. For HKX, KI4DOS mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4PXP.
KI4DOS, KE5WLL.
DLL, KI4DOS, mobile. Hey, Leroy.
Hey, Gary, how you doing this afternoon?
I got to run out and do a couple of errands for
I got to run out and run here myself and heard you in there calling and thought I'd at least answer you.
Lloyd, I believe, was the other one in there. Patrick, I figured Patrick would be on his way home, but I guess he must have made an early day of it, or he's up there in the black hole, one of the two.
Heard him on a little earlier heading up the mountain, so yeah, I think he may have already been done for the day.
It's this time of year, I reckon, you know, it's getting on towards Thanksgiving and Christmas, and people have, instead of buying tools, they're spending money on other things, right?
Yeah, just heard you in here and heard you the other day, and I was going to call you and ask you a question, and now I can't remember what the question was.
If you ever remember it, just give me a buzz. I'd be happy to help you if I can.
It was probably something unimportant at the time, if I can't remember, but who knows. I'll think of it one day and I'll talk to you.
That's good. I hate it when you got something on your mind like that and you forget about what it is. I told Joy, I said, I'm getting worse every day.
Seems to be. be. My short-term memory is getting worse and worse as it goes along. But anyways, I'll let you go and get both hands off on back on the wheel here so I can drive this stick shift. We'll talk to you later. K5WLL, mobile clear.
Have a great afternoon. Get your errands done. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. When you think of that question, just give me a call. Anytime. It don't make any difference. Take care there, young man. We'll talk at you later. 73. KA5WLL. KI4DOS. I can't even remember call signs all of a sudden. 73.